Hey everyone, it's Lady A
and DJ,
and welcome to episode 6, right, DJ?
What's happening?
Oh my god. Episode 6 of Money, Romance, and Greed. And of course, we just said our names, Lady A and
DJ.
And you know what? Really, we're gonna kind of change it up a little bit. Before we go into our story tonight, we want to just take a minute and really give a thank you, right, to just everyone who's really showed us a lot of love for the Money, Romance, and Greed. So let's give our shout outs, right?
Yes, ma'am. So listen, we want to give a big Money, Romance, and Greed shout out to our people in Ohio, California, Michigan, New York, Idaho, North Carolina, and Oregon.
But not only in the U.S., right?
Right.
I mean, we actually want international big money sale, right?
Nowhere.
So we want to make sure that we give a big shout out to our international listeners in Australia, the United Kingdom, and India. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, for listening to our stories, for just showing us a lot of love. We love you right back, and we really appreciate you guys listening to us.
Yeah, stay down, y'all. It's much, much more to come. We do this for you. We do this for the victims. Let's get into it.
So tonight we are going way deep, right, into a disappearance in Chicago, Illinois. And everyone may not be familiar with this story, but some people may. Kira Coles.
Yeah. The postal worker from Chicago.
The postal worker from Chicago. She has been missing since October 2nd. So, you know, again, and we have some information. We've got some telephone numbers and a lot of information. We want you guys to, you know, really zoom in. And if you know anything, I think that's what's so important, DJ.
Yeah.
Like, people, they know things. They won't say anything. But we are encouraging you. Remain anonymous.
You got to. You know what I say.
You can hit us up.
Don't hesitate.
Don't hesitate. You can hit us up, and we'll give you our Gmail account. If you don't feel comfortable, we can report it for you and everything.
But somebody knows something, and it's time to find Kiera.
It's time to find her.
Give
so let's get into it. So Kiera Cole is a 26-year-old postal worker. She's a city carrier, and she has been missing since October 2nd. She mysteriously disappeared near her Southside Chicago neighborhood. A neighbor surveillance video showed Coles in her United States Postal Service uniform heading to work on October 2nd, and that is reported by WGN-TV. She passed her car, went across the street, and disappeared out of frame. At the time of her disappearance, she was 3 months pregnant.
Hold on. She passed her car?
Right.
What?
Right. Yeah.
If you're going to work, why would you pass her car? Oh, they said she called off, though, didn't they, Lady A?
Yeah, we're going to get into that because there's a lot of mystery surrounding this.
Passed
and even down to the video frame and the video footage that the neighbor had outside of their home. One thing we do know is that, okay, they did show the video on national television.
Okay.
And they do have her on there. And you guys will see that in the show notes. But
I seen the video, and they do show a woman.
A woman.
Is it Kiera? Are we
exactly, sure? Exactly. One of the things that that's very interesting about this case is that the news constantly reports that it is Kiera Cole on the video. However, the USPS postal inspector says that it's not her. They say it's not her on the video.
So one is saying, yes, it is her. One is saying no. Who do we believe, Lady A?
That is where you guys come in, because on the video, they say that it's her. The Postal Service is saying it's not her. And they're also saying, well, there's several other people. It's just, I swear, is it not just the luck of the draw that a lot of postal workers seem to live in this apartment?
Well,
complex?
There's your answer. I don't know if it was her, in all actuality.
And why pass your car?
That's that's why I don't think it's her.
Mm.
I mean, it clearly, I seen the video. It showed what we think is a woman. Hell, could have been a 9-year-old boy. I don't know. But it seemed a woman walked out, had a little bag on, a satchel, and walked past the car. But we never could see a face. You
right.
never could see a face.
Correct. And that is, again, the very, very interesting thing about why, you know, our question, what happened to Keira Cole?
Right, and she was a little bitty thing, too. She 100 was, pounds, she was 110 pounds.
Very, very
so
petite.
Who's to say it wasn't somebody else dressed up as her? Like you said, it could have been another carrier that lived in the area.
Exactly. Exactly.
What's going down?
So, you know, fast forward that. At the time of Keira's disappearance, which we just stated, she was 3 months pregnant with her first child. And her family said that she was very happy about being pregnant.
Damn right, first child.
Exactly. I mean, she's at a really, her mother says that she was at a really good point in her life. She was happy. She had a career. She's working at the Postal Service. Yeah. Some say that she even had a second job working for Lyft. She had her own place. Had just got a new car. And she was prepping for this baby. She wanted this child.
Okay.
Now, she just vanishes into thin air and nobody knows.
That don't sound lively. Was the papa happy? Did the papa, who was the paw?
Exactly. Exactly. And again, you know, you guys, this is so much surrounding this. So again, like we said, she was due on October 1st. At this point, her baby would have been due in April.
Who's the boyfriend, lady?
Exactly. And so the boyfriend, we know that we don't know a whole lot about him. But one thing we do know is that he also worked at the post office.
Oh, so both of them worked together.
They both worked at the post office.
Probably met at the post office, for all we know.
Right. And so...
has he took a lie detector test?
I don't think he's done too much of anything to tell you the God's honest truth.
Oh, don't say that.
He hasn't been involved in any of her, like the searches that, you know, her family's out there, especially
he's
her father.
He's not searching. He's not helping.
Especially her father. He's out there every
That's
day.
That's a dead giveaway.
And he's like, I'm out here every single day. He moved from Wisconsin back to Chicago because he's looking for his second to oldest child. So... you know, the boyfriend, now this is just what is through the grapevine, right? Is that Keira and her boyfriend, which we presume to be the father of the child, he was actually messing around with another girl that also worked at the post office.
Oh, it's starting to come together, y'all.
Say
it ain't so.
It wasn't no secret.
Say it ain't so. But listen, lady, hey, we have this clip here. And so... I'm with you. Everybody's wondering, where's the boyfriend? Why is he not helping? Come to find out, he's messing with another woman at the post office. But then you ask the dad what's going on, and this is what the father has to say on 107.5 in Chicago.
Chicago. Mm-hmm.
Kendra G, we had our conversation. I'm going to tell you, I am very prepared. Let me tell you something. Who is who? I don't know him. Who is Miss Keira Cole? Oh, I am the father of Miss Keira Cole. I don't play. They know. I'm not looking for him to be out there. I'm not looking for the mother to be out there. But we have no gripes, so we are out there. So don't get it misunderstood. We are not bickering with each other. We are not fighting against each other. We are there together as our family. Let me just clear that up for you. Remember, again, I'm on 81st and Vernon. It says business with me. I'm out there.
Okay, not sure what to make of that, but he's not looking for the boyfriend to help find Keira Cole?
Yeah.
What?
I have a hard time kind of
They're not beefing, but...
Right, the father's interview, because whenever they ask him a question, he kind of doesn't directly answer the question.
Right.
He kind of inserts his own, you know...
Right. Right,
thing
right.
into the conversation.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting that, you know, not snitching type of thing or this, that, and the third. But... he is on, where is he at, April?
81st in Vernon.
In Chicago.
In Chicago.
So if you have any information in regards to the Keira Cole abduction or whatever, missing Keira Cole's, the father says he stays on
81st in Vernon.
And we even have his number that we'll give out later in
and
the
we'll
show.
And we'll give that later on in the show. And I'll tell you
only
guys.
Only serious inquiries,
thank
y'all.
You.
We're not playing.
Like, somebody, this is her father. So let's be clear about that. You know, he is actively looking for his child. And like I was saying, you know, just a while ago, is that he is from, He says that he was born and raised on the south side of Chicago. We know that Keira Coles lived on the south side of Chicago.
Her what a damn south side of Chicago.
I swear, man. Does it not go down in Chicago?
We got to do better, y'all. We got to do better.
It goes down in Chicago. And we really do. And the other thing, DJ, that, and, you know, stop me if I'm wrong on this. This whole stop snitching, stop lying, don't tell, don't ask bullshit. Somebody's child is missing. And I really believe that it's all good until one of your family members go missing or is murdered. And now you want answers. Because I can't imagine someone whose child has been murdered or any family member murdered or missing, and you know people in the hood know, or you know people in your community know, and yet they just don't want to say nothing because they maintain it, quote unquote, the code of ethics.
Yeah, you're right, Lady A. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a slippery slope. I mean, until it hits home, and like you said, it's your loved one, your child, your spouse. That's when it's time to tell. I mean, a lot of times you just don't. I mean, it's hood code. You know, we'll handle it ourselves.
Yeah.
One of them things. I got to live around here. You know, don't know nothing. I mean, that's just how we was raised, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if you see Keira Cole, don't hesitate. Don't hesitate.
If you know anything, you don't have to say. Nobody knows.
You gotta say something.
Phone call. You don't. I'm saying you don't have to say your name.
Oh, you can stay anonymous.
You can stay anonymous. No one knows your phone calls that you're making. You don't have to tell anybody.
And there is a reward.
That's right. It's a $28,000 reward for any information where her body is. I mean, something. So let's kind of fast forward this because I want to make sure we get through this. But
facts.
So on October 4th. Keira's mother did not hear from her. It had been over 24 hours.
Which is odd because they talk daily. She said, the mother said, and I quote, even if Keira wasn't talking to anyone else, she would call me
and say,
hey, listen, I'm safe. Don't tell nobody else where I'm at. We can all relate to that, y'all.
Exactly. Like, these fools is getting on my nerves.
Yeah.
And I just can't deal with them.
I need a minute.
I love you, Mom.
I'm asleep.
But just don't. I'm fine. Let me just have a moment. You know, everybody kind of goes through that. So in this particular situation, she didn't do that. And that was the red flag. Now, keep in mind, Keira is 26 years old.
So she can do what she want to do.
She can do what she wants. If she wants to kind of disappear, she can. If she doesn't want to call her mother, she doesn't have to.
But that's not what
that is not of the norm. So, you know, a day goes by. It's been 24 hours. The mom's like, dang, I ain't heard from Keira. What's up with that? So then she goes. She's like, I'm calling her phone. It's ringing and ringing and ringing, and it's going to voicemail. Then it gets to a point where it just goes right to voicemail. Like, they're not able to kind of get in touch with her at all. So,
and as a parent, that's when your heart drops.
That's when your heart drops. I don't care how old your child is.
Call ass over there to see about your baby.
Thank you. I don't care how old your child is. Grown, a child, a baby, if they're not answering their phone,
something's wrong.
Something's wrong, especially when you know them not to be that type of person. So that's what they did. They went over there. They saw her car there. Her mom says, I saw her car there, so I figured she was just in the house asleep. Keep in mind, she is 3 months pregnant. And any woman who's been pregnant before and has experienced, like, you know, morning sickness, fatigue, just, you know, just under the weather, it's kind of like, oh, well, maybe she's just too sick to really call.
Yeah, you ain't going to sleep for 24 hours straight, though. I ain't going to buy it. Maybe you could. I don't know. Hit us up and let me know. Is it possible, y'all? But 24 hours... that's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's very weird. So they went over there. They're knocking on the door. Kira's not answering. They actually called the police.
Did anybody come to the door? Oh, no, she lived by herself.
Nobody came to the door because she's an independent woman. She lives on her own. She has her own apartment. She lives by herself. So nobody would have been at the door.
Damn.
It would have been very uncommon for somebody to show up.
And remember, y'all, she was nothing but 110 pounds soaking wet. That's the only
thing.
And they said she was a boss. Bossy. is what the mom said. She was very bossy.
And then her father called her Kiara Coles, the boss.
Did not bite her tongue for nobody. You can picture her, y'all. Little young, little skinny, little scrappy little thing, huh? And we love them. We love them.
But handled her business like a boss.
Thank you.
That was the thing about Kiara. That's what they were saying.
Had her own car. She had her own car.
Had her own place. Had a job. Great job. I mean,
she can be a boss. That's because she's doing the boss shit. Exactly.
She was boss status. And you know what? And shout out to all the boss women and men out here who's holding their own. So she can be that way. She can tell you what to do or say what you shouldn't be doing because she's handling her business appropriately.
Yeah, you ain't gonna tell me what to do though. Hey, I digress. Let's go.
I don't think everybody liked her telling them what to do. Anyway.
Yeah, obviously. I'm sorry, y'all. Let's
somebody
go.
Didn't like it, right? So anyway, she is 3 months pregnant, and so they are, they're at her door, they're knocking, they're not getting an answer. They're at this point, mom and older sister are kind of freaking out. They're like, what the hell? And they call the police to do a welfare check on her.
Yeah, wellness visit. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Is everything okay?
Exactly. Well, yeah. Is everything okay? We just want to make sure. So at this point, Kiara's mother calls Kiara Cole's boyfriend. And he's her boyfriend of 6 years.
Okay.
And so
what does Buckethead ass say?
He is also presumed to be the father. Now, let's be clear. Kiara Cole and her boyfriend.
Presumed to be the father.
Right. Well, they think he is the father. I believe he's the father. I mean, you know, they say her mother says that Kiara was going to name, if he was a boy, she was going to name him a junior after his father.
Okay, so he was the Paul. Let's go.
He was the father. But let's be clear. This was not his first child, even though it was her first child. He already had children. So that's just a little point of contention there. So anyway, they call the boyfriend. Hey.
Was he happy about the new baby? Did he want the baby?
That's the thing.
Was he
hiding it? We don't know. We don't know if he was happy about the baby. If he wasn't, he's been very quiet.
Was he a gangbang nigga?
We don't know.
Because the dad really didn't seem like he wanted to say too much on the radio or whatnot. He had other kids. What was he having? Unfortunately, was Kiara a side chick? A side piece? They got pregnant?
We don't know. But they say that they were together for 6 years. Now, with that being said, just because you're together with somebody for 6 years doesn't necessarily mean you're in a, you know, a relationship.
To me, that's what together means. Either that or you just, I mean, a boot thing. I mean, just friends with benefits type of shit. I mean, being together. You said he was with someone else at the post office, lady.
They say he was messing around with somebody else, but they never say he was in a relationship with this other woman either.
Okay, all right, got it.
So he could have been in a relationship with Kiara, right? That is the presumption. But then he was cheating on Kiara with this other girl from the post office. And they all worked at the same station.
Gotcha.
So,
gotcha.
You know, that's that whole thing. And because there's not much information on the boyfriend, it becomes very, we really don't know a whole lot. He hasn't gone out of his way to make sure that people know and put him in the clear.
That's my thing. And now he's dealing with this other, who's to say the other bitch didn't get the hating and this, that, and the third. I'm sorry for my language, y'all. The other woman.
Yeah, if this is Kiara's man, then that's what you are. Because y'all all work in the post office together, you know that she is with this man. Why are you going to come and infiltrate no matter what's going on? If he coming on to you, you need to set that record straight. Women, have higher standards for yourself.
You got to have higher standards for yourself. I'm just saying, I'm a guy. If a guy's married or whatnot, tell him, hey, listen, we can't do it.
That's right.
We're not going to do it.
And there's nothing wrong with
that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
What do you mean?
There's
everything right with that.
Have higher standards
for
yourself.
My biggest thing is, with Kiara being a boss like that, I feel like had she found out, she going to run him, run her, and fuck both y'all.
And
I'm fine.
Very interesting, DJ, that you mentioned this. Because she actually did find out.
Yeah.
So this is where the dynamic kind of gets really twisty.
Talk to
that. She actually did find out about it. And her and the other girl actually had a confrontation. And as a matter of fact, when the mother was interviewed on 107.5 in Chicago, I believe that's the name of the radio station. But they asked the mother about that because that was the word on the street that they had a confrontation at the post office because all three of them worked there and Kiara boyfriend was messing around with this girl, and finally it went to a head and words were exchanged to the point where Kiara and this other girl were almost into a physical confrontation behind this fool over here.
We've seen it too many. That's too what I was saying. Many times. And I didn't even know that, Lady A, but I just know how the shit plays out.
Too many times.
So at the end of the day, I mean, two and two equals four.
That's
so right. We know that's what happened. And everybody keeps saying it. Kiara with a little shit. She was little in stature, but big in heart.
But she was a boss.
She would absolutely take up for herself, and she would check people and this, that, and the third. So it was a confrontation. I hope they continue. I hope
and
they
I'll
kill
say
this,
this.
Girl.
That's like, oh my God, my mind just goes there, right? Okay, moving on. Clearly, she loved this man. Okay, I mean, they've been together for 6 years. They have
but
a,
she
a
wasn't
child
stupid
together,
and she wasn't
but she
no
wasn't
punk.
Dumb, and you wasn't gonna play her. Mm-hmm. Point. Period. And women, again, have higher standards for yourself.
Men too.
And
have
men
higher
too.
Standards for yourself.
If you
and
with
don't
a woman,
don't
be
lie.
With a woman. If you're not gonna be with her, then you know, let her go. Now I don't know how you know you do that if she's pregnant. Do you work that out, or do you just say, "Hey, we're gonna, you know, whatever right. for the betterment of the child"? But either way, this girl is pregnant with your child.
All right, so let's go.
So that happened at the post office. The mom says that she doesn't really know really a whole lot about that. But she says Kiara never mentioned it to her, which is kind of understandable. Fast forward that. At this point, now Kiara's gone. They think they have her on video. But the post office, like I said, there's a contradiction there. So Anthony, which is, he is the spokesman for the Chicago Police Department. He told ABC News via email that the investigation into Kiara Cole's disappearance is continued on in coordination with the Federal Bureau of Investigation, also known as the FBI, and the U.S. Postal Inspection Agency. He says, quote, "We have interviewed several people of interest who may have been among individuals to last see Ms. Coles. Since her disappearance, there have not been any confirmed sightings or communication from her. We continue to actively follow up on leads and are seeking any information in relation to her disappearance." So the Post Office Inspection Service spokesman said the agency is offering a $25,000 reward posted for any information leading to finding Kiara Coles. And at the time of this, it had been just over a month when Kiara, you know, kind of disappeared. Everybody was kind of hoping that she would have been back, you know, or found or whatever by, you know, by this time. But there has been.
Yeah, because by now she would have already had the baby. Hey, we're going to have to find Kiara. Her and the baby.
Yeah.
What's going on? The baby would be about a month right now if my calculations are correct.
Yeah.
What's going on, y'all? I mean, somebody knows something. They're offering a reward. Don't hesitate.
And the Chicago Police Department did name her boyfriend as a person of interest upon her immediate disappearance. And I would have to say.
So, did they talk to him? Where's he at?
They won't say. That is so frustrating.
That's my thing. Everything's real tight lip. I'm going to tell you, that's a Chicago PD ain't shit.
Yeah.
They don't never find nobody. Don't never do nothing. But when Jussie Smollett's ass was out here lying or whatever he did, they couldn't wait to
not
call him a liar.
Not anybody but himself.
Right. But it was 30 niggas killed last weekend and you ain't found nobody.
Over a weekend.
And Kiara's gone and you don't know and this and the third. But I tell you who's out there. Her dad's out there on 81st and Vernon.
That's right. And he said he would be out there every day until Kiara comes.
Until she's
home.
Found. I don't know what else we need to say, y'all. Somebody knows something. They offering a bag for Kiara. Let's get it.
I just think it's so sad, you guys. I mean, like it really, really.
Let's
really
bring
is.
Her family justice. Let's
Thank
find
you.
Somebody for a change in Chicago. Jesus. Oh.
They never. I swear, I feel like Jussie Smollett is like the only person.
Right.
And R. Kelly.
I was just going to say R. Kelly. But yeah, let's go, because that's something different. Oh, that's a story in itself. Let's go, lady.
Now, one of the things that I do want to make mention is that when the police and FBI got involved, they have been doing these like searches in like the parks and the woods and all of these different areas. They've formed some search parties and all of that, and they have found nothing. However, Keira Cole's father, Joseph, he told Dateline that his daughter's cell phone and her prenatal vitamins were found in her car.
You know damn well no mother is going to leave without her prenatal vitamins. And what else? Her purse?
And her cell phone.
Her cell phone?
And her prenatal vitamins.
Yeah, something's going on. That's foul play all the way. Your phone in your car?
Yeah.
Did somebody take the car, abduct her, and then park it again? Because that's the first thing you heard. Oh, the person's cell phone was in the car. Mm-hmm. Oh, da-da-da-da-da. It's like a trend. Any woman that goes missing, their person's cell phone is in the car.
That's right.
I hate this.
And don't you think that this was very similar to episode one?
Have they fingerprinted the car, Lady A? Do we know what the cops are doing?
I swear.
Shit.
The Chicago Police Department, the only time I've ever seen them give clear information on the evidence that they have provided or collected is when they were doing the Jussie Smollett case.
I was just going to say
I swear.
We ain't saying his name no more.
We ain't gonna keep saying Justin.
God, but that's the only time.
I mean, like, for real, I feel like they were on like national TV. They're on Good Morning America, the Today Show, any outlet that'll listen to them.
Hey,
they're right there.
It's about Keira, y'all.
It's sad, but they won't put that energy into finding Keira Cole.
Oh, they're gonna have to after this show.
Terrible. So, and so this is what, I mean, again, her car is out in front of her apartment complex. And when they look in it, her cell phone and her prenatal vitamins are there. And her father is saying there is no way in hell, and I quote that, that she would run away. They are a very close-knit family. There's no way. And even Keira's mother says, she would not put me through this. Even if she was not talking to anybody, DJ, just like you said, even if she wasn't talking to anybody in the family, she was always going to call her mother. And she always talked to her father. So that is, again, obvious signs of
abduction.
Abduction, foul play. Something weird is going on. So authorities who Keira's father is confident will get answers in his daughter's case told Dateline they too suspect foul play in the young woman's disappearance. And he says, we have a pretty good idea of what transpired. Now it's a matter of finding evidence. And this is coming from Chief Anthony from Dateline. We are out of the opinion business. We base everything we do on fact and evidence. A detective's personal opinion, quite frankly, doesn't matter.
I mean, he got a point, but at the end of the day, sometimes you throw a motherfucker in jail on a 90-day hold. He'll cry.
That's it.
Find somebody. Yeah. Do something. I mean, because at the end of the day, evidence ain't just going to jump out and say, hey, hi, I'm evidence. You got to go looking for the evidence. Are you looking hard enough? Are you exhausted every avenue? Who's this pee-head nigga she was with?
My thing is, too, and I completely agree with you on that, because I don't agree with him saying, quite frankly, a detective's personal opinion, because a lot of times it is that hunch.
Everything is based on a hunch and a theory.
Thank you. A hunch or a theory or a feeling. How do you think these homicide detectives, who oftentimes for years can't solve cases, because what happens? They're too set on, well, what's the facts, this and third, and not on logic. What does your gut feeling tell you authentically? Not, oh, I just want to pin it on somebody just to close this case. No, this girl is missing.
Has been missing. Has had a child at this point.
Yeah. And that's how
it's
they
two
know.
People missing.
That's
it's
how they
the
know.
Baby.
They're saying, listen. And I haven't heard of anybody coming up and saying, oh, we had people, you know, women show up at the hospital and we didn't know their names and things of that nature to have a baby. I mean, that's one way.
Did they check?
You, You know what, DJ? That is a good question. We should probably call up the Chicago Police Department and ask them. Because Lord knows they ain't told us nothing.
That's our thing here. We about to be podcasters and private investigators, too.
We got to be the podcasters.
We might as well go to the goddamn law school.
The homicide
detective. I'll see y'all in about 8 months, y'all. I'm about to go be a cop. We British. This show really finna get good. Shit.
We are.
It can't be hard. It can't be hard. They'll never catch nobody. What they do? What they do?
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's continue.
And my thing is, this, you know, I they never said anything, and they always say, well, we're keeping things under wraps. We're not talking about that. We're not giving you all the information, things of that nature. So fast forward that. So Chief Anthony, again, the who's a part of the police department, he says that the police know that there is, quote, a minimum of two or three people of interest. Two or three people of interest.
Well, press them and lock their ass up.
Okay, DJ, let's take a second because I really want to ask you this. Okay, two or three people. Well, we know she had a beef with at least one person.
And the girlfriend, the mistress, whatever.
Just saying.
And who else?
And whoever else. Maybe the person that helped them. Get rid of the body. Have you drained Lake Michigan?
Michigan? Sorry, y'all. They too liberal out there in Chicago. It's time to break somebody's rights. I'm locking your ass up even though I ain't got no goddamn information on it, okay? It's time to go ahead. Yes, I'm all in through your house without a warrant. All right, I need to find somebody.
And you have the right to arrest someone without a
yes.
body.
Yes.
We've seen it happen multiple times.
Yes.
On suspicion of murder. Put it to a grand jury. That's what I say. Shout out to Nancy Grace. Put it to a grand jury and let them decide. People want to decide on their own. We can't do that. This girl is 3 months pregnant. It seemed to me like her life was going just fine until she got pregnant.
To me, you're right. Nah, you're right. I mean, yeah. Until she got pregnant and was dealing with this. I'm telling you, anytime you with a man and he don't help try to find you, something's up.
That's right. And how do we know that, you know, keep in mind, this is her first child. How do we know that she wanted the baby and he didn't want the baby?
We don't know.
And she is the woman. She can make the decision and say, screw you. Hell no, I'm not getting no abortion. I'm gonna have this baby and I'm gonna love on it and everybody gonna know that this is your child. Because if it's a boy, I'm gonna name it a Junior. And now here he go. He got to do something about it because he's in a relationship that she don't know nothing about and he's got to get rid of the situation before it gets any bigger.
Yeah, and all jokes aside, I could make a joke right now, but no. Women, you need to know who you laying down with.
That's right.
You really don't want to do that.
That's real talk,
you really don't
want
to force a child on anyone. You really don't want to do that. We really got to be smarter, y'all. I mean, and that just goes for everybody. Let's go.
And you are absolutely right. And to piggyback off of that, sometimes these women, this is what I don't understand about the whole situation with Kiara, is because even if he decided not to be in this child's life, was it really worth taking hers or potentially taking hers to ensure that she had this baby? Because right now, you are looking at double homicide.
Now, we don't know what happened, Lady A. Right. Let's get the facts.
Right. This is all speculation.
But we know but something it's looking, happened. It's, we know something say, happened.
It's not
and if
looking
he ain't
good.
Out there helping look for, then maybe he helped do.
It's not looking good. So they say that, and this is, again, the Chicago Police Department, they say that they have a minimum of two or three people of interest who were last to see Kiara before she disappeared. So that's a really big point of contention there. And so they say, and this is the Chicago Police Department, they say that they've narrowed down their group to the personal associates of Kiara, a friend who was one of the last people to see her. Chief Anthony declined to comment on that person's name, how Kiara knows them, or the other associated people of interest that they're saying that they feel like could have had something to do with her disappearance. They say we haven't found her yet, and that puts us in a difficult position. He says that He is holding on to hope that, I mean, this is the police department. They are holding on to hope that she is still alive. And her family is saying the same thing.
My thing is, if they don't get more aggressive, they'll never find her.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna find nobody sitting on your back pockets, punk.
And Joseph, who's her father, says he is holding on to hope that she is still alive. He says, quote, I just want the world to know I love my baby and my grandbaby. It will be closure to know my baby is safe and home. That would be the blessing of a lifetime, he says. The way the situation is now, I am keeping hope because there are young women who have been missing for longer than Kiara has. And they've been found safely. So I am keeping hope. And he has a very good point, you guys.
Yep, he does.
He really, really does. DJ.
Yes. Shit, what?
The job.
It was a hell of a story, I'm going to tell you.
It is very emotional. Because
at the end of the day, they have been caught or whatnot, but we don't want Kiara to go through the shit that they done been through.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, let's bring Kiara home. Hopefully,
I don't even lie to you.
She's still alive and
I
safe.
I almost hope that they do just have her tied up somewhere. Like, for real. I'm so serious because...
Let me tie your ass up somewhere. But you don't want to be tied up.
At the end of the day, she's still alive.
Yeah, it's better than being dead.
You know what I'm saying?
Or is it?
I mean, now you're found. And your family has to grieve all over again. It's like they believe it. Okay, let's take the Cleveland girls that were kidnapped.
That's the first story that came to mind, right?
And you know what I'm saying? And their parents, except for the one mother who constantly said, I know my baby's out there. I know my baby's out there. I know, and I know she's alive. And what happened? She was really alive. All three of them were. And they were found. And, you know, Elizabeth Smart and things of that nature. People are like just because they go missing doesn't necessarily mean that they're dead. But in this particular case, Kiara was pregnant. And if she's alive, she's getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And her mother, DJ, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't her mother say that she had asthma? Really bad asthma? In her interview, and she said that she needed the
I think so.
She said, well, you know, and Kiara has asthma. She needed her medication and things of that nature.
I'm not sure about that, though, but we know she did not have her prenatal pills with her.
Right. But her mother did mention the fact that she did have asthma, some form of asthma. And anytime you have asthma, you do need some type of medication that will kind of, you know, help with that. It's just very scary.
Scary, strange, sad. Unfortunately, I feel like the Chicago police is lackadaisical at this point. I feel like they're just going through the motions, but not really doing too much. But they never do anything.
They never do anything.
Oh, my God. It's time for the federal government to take over Chicago.
Yeah,
they cannot run themselves any longer.
I agree.
Either that or we're going to have to call the minister. I call Farrakhan, I bet we'll get some fucking results. Oh, you don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear that, huh?
That's right. Because let's just be 100 here, which we always are. We about getting to the truth, right, DJ? And the fact is that Chicago doesn't do their job.
Period.
That's it.
Period.
And they can feel however kind of way they want to feel about it. I'm sure we could solve a case quicker than they could. They never solve cases. I don't know one case that they have solved. Oh, what? Are you talking about R. Kelly? Oh, what? Are you talking about Jussie Smollett? Those are not true cases to solve. Like, people are being murdered and shot up and all of this, and they're not doing anything.
At an alarming rate.
It's very sad. It's very sad. So, you know, fast forward that. We talk about her being a postal worker, and we don't know how long she's been at the post office, but the U.S. Postal Inspection Service is offering a reward of up to $25,000 for information leading to the whereabouts of Kiara Coles. Additionally, The National Association of Letter Carriers is also offering an additional $3,500 for information on Keira Coles. Keira Coles is described as being 5'4" tall and weighing about 125 pounds with black hair and brown eyes. She has a tattoo of a heart on her right hand and a tattoo that says Lucky Libra. So now we know what her astronomy sign is. On her back, Keira will be approximately...
Okay, listen. Tattoos, y'all.
Yeah.
What was it on her hand?
She has a tattoo of a heart.
Tattoo of a heart.
On her right hand.
On her right hand. It's visible. A tattoo of a heart
on her right hand.
I mean, at bare minimum, anybody with a heart tattoo on their right hand, we need that needs the third eye. Come on, man. Let's call. Let's see about it.
Yep.
Is she 100 pounds? Is she a little bitty thing? Let's go.
Yep.
If she got a tank top on, the Libra tat. What's it say?
Lucky Libra.
Yeah, Lucky Libra.
And that's on her back.
On her back. So, tattoos, dead giveaways.
Yep. Tattoos are always a dead giveaway for people. They are always a dead giveaway for people.
And in this case, I'm kind of glad she got it on her hand.
Me too.
Because at bare minimum, if I see a little bitty woman with something on her hand, a heart, that look kind of, you know,
like a heart or something like that, then I'm more inclined to say that it's probably Keira. And it deserves looking into.
And if you're wrong, you're wrong. But if you're right, you're right.
That's right. Because you never know. So Keira will be approximately, well, at the time, she was 8 months pregnant. But today, she would have already given birth to the baby. The baby would have been born around mid-April.
Mm-hmm.
So today the baby would be about a month old.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and again, that's something for you guys to kind of, you know, look out about. Anyone with information on Keira's whereabouts is asked to call the Chicago Police Department's Area South Special Victims Unit. And DJ, earlier in the show, you said about her father, you know, mentioning his phone number and saying that he's on 81st and Vernon and he's
the phone number,
you know, kind of going through that.
Listen.
He wants the information himself.
Listen, this is an intimate phone number, serious inquiries only, no bullshit. I'm sorry. That way.
Don't do that. Don't do
that. What's the number?
It is 262-221-4328.
One more time.
That's 262-221-4328.
And whose number is that?
This is her father's cell phone.
Keira Cole's father's cell phone number.
That's right.
Located where?
On 81st and Vernon every day.
Chicago, Illinois, USA.
Yep.
Period.
And you guys
see something, you know something, say something. Yep. Don't play.
Yep.
Someone's daughter's missing.
It's serious. And their granddaughter or grandson.
Two people are missing. And we're going to get to the bottom of this.
And we'll keep you guys abreast of what's going on because, you know, we really want to follow this until the end. We want to know what happened to Keira. At least we can have some closure and some justice. Right? Closure is nothing without justice. Especially if she was murdered. And her baby, for God's sakes. I'm not gonna lie, DJ. I am not gonna lie. I feel like this is the classic. She's pregnant. I don't wanna be a father. And it just was the wrong woman at the right time for her, but the wrong time for him. I feel like he just doesn't wanna be a father to this child. And he murdered her.
And I'm with you. And I'm with you, Lady A. I really, really am. And unfortunately, when a person goes missing, it's too much about, oh, well, where is she? Mm-hmm. Well, what was she doing? This and the third. To me, I would flip it. Who was she with? Who's closest to her? What are they into? Say something.
If you find her cell phone and her prenatal pills in her
vehicle. Did we go through the damn cell phone?
Can we get some cell phone records? Who was the last person she talked to on her cell phone? What does her text messages look like? Was she beefing with somebody in her text messages? Thank Did somebody you. Threaten her?
Thank you.
What did her apartment look like? Was it signs of forced entry?
They didn't say that. No.
Was it like she let somebody in and she just walked saying. Off with them?
Nah.
The hell?
They had her on tape. Well, they so-called had her on tape. It looked like she left him for work, but she called
even
in.
Even though they say she called in.
I'm going to tell you, if both the boyfriend and the mistress worked at the post office, then they potentially could have called in for Kiera. With Kiera not knowing, she's on her way to the post office and gets abducted.
Oh, DJ. Wow. Back it up. We're going to have to kind of go through that. Talk us through that, because I never even thought that dynamic.
Yeah, at the post office, you don't have to call in and actually speak to a supervisor or manager. It's a call in line, a number where you call in, you put in your employee ID. They ask you, are you sick? Do you have FMLA? Yes, you'll hit one, hit two. And then that's that. But so it's absolutely possible. No one else on the outside of the post office would know that. You would have to have, you know, work at the post office to know that. But with the boyfriend knowing her and potentially having her employee ID number, it gets scary. It gets real spooky at that point, because he could have did that, waited for her to actually leave to work, abducted her, and you know the rest.
Wow.
Real game, y'all.
Wow. I'm floored. And would that have been, and DJ, I kind of have to keep going with this, because would that have been a reason why she would have kind of bypassed her car? Maybe they were like, oh, we're going to give you a ride today so we can talk about the baby, that kind of thing.
They could have absolutely did that. I'm still not sure about walking past the car. Not even sure if that was really her.
Yeah.
They never showed her face, y'all.
Yeah.
We're going to put the link in the show notes.
And you let Look us at know. It. You let us know.
They showed the side. They showed the back. And even when she was walking up the street, it was a side view. You could never see the face.
Yep. And the other thing is, again, the post office is saying that that is not her.
Where do you go?
They're saying that that's not, but yet the news keeps saying that it is her.
Right. In this case, I kind of want to side with the post office only because I'm not sure how long she was there, but they be monitoring you. They're all in your face. They monitor you on your routes. Like they said, the postal inspector is around even when you're not around. So I kind of want to believe the post office, and they would only like... That's the post office. They would only leak like that bit. They would be like, yeah, no, it's not her.
Right.
You know, and that's that.
And I agree with you. I have to side with the post office on this one. Because they are, this is, you know, a lot of people don't really recognize the fact that the post office is a federal job. And they just don't, you know what I'm saying? If you're a part of it, it's different being a, well, I'm a state worker. No. These are federal employees. They know what you look like, where you live, what you're doing. And if this girl called in, it doesn't even make sense that she would be in her postal uniform when she just called in to work.
Right. But again, I didn't show a face, and she was a little bitty thing. It was a little bitty thing on that video, but we don't know if it was her. So, I mean, it's just tough.
Right. And you guys take that video. We want you guys to know about the video because this is a
We want
part
you
of
to
the,
look at the mm-hmm. video. We want you to analyze it. And we want you to come to your own conclusion. And yep. we want you to contact 911 if anything pops up in your brain, if anything foul is suspected.
I'll tell you, DJ, this ain't sounding right to me.
It's absolutely not. And the more that we unpack this, I'm starting to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And where's the freaking boyfriend?
Yeah.
They should be pressing his ass like a... Continue, lady.
Like a suspect that he is.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is that I think people need to understand that sometimes when you don't say anything, and I know there's people out there that say, oh, well, he's not saying anything and that's fine. And, you know, he doesn't have to say anything. This is the United States of America. And, you know, you don't have to do this and you don't have to do that. You're absolutely right. You don't have to do it. But it does you no service.
Yeah, that nigga better tell me something.
Thank you.
No, you know you're going to have to say something or your ass is going to jail. Yep. What do you mean you're not going to say nothing? Okay, who's your lawyer? Somebody's going to tell me something. It's a woman missing. And that's the problem with the United States. We're coming up missing. Oh, we don't know. She wants to be gone. We don't know. Wait 24 hours and this and a third. A mother knows when her baby's missing.
Yeah.
A sister, brother knows. It's been, what, 6 months, 8 months now?
Yeah.
This is not normal.
And she's pregnant, y'all. Let's not forget that she's pregnant. This woman...
She ain't pregnant no more. The baby would have been here now.
She would have had the baby by now.
Yep, the baby's one month.
And that's another thing. That's another dynamic to the situation. Is because she would have had the baby by now. And that is what's so scary about this whole ordeal. Is that she would have had the baby. And the baby would be about a month old by now.
It's nonsense, Lady A.
And she's...
Let's run down the facts again.
All right, so Kiara Cole, she is from the south side of Chicago.
Yes.
She is, at this point, she would be 27 now. She was 26 at the time of her disappearance. Mm. She disappeared on October 2nd from her apartment on the south side of Chicago, Illinois. She was 3 months pregnant at the time of her disappearance. However, she would have had the baby by now. Her baby was due in mid-April. Okay, and she has not been seen or heard from since she's disappeared. She is 5'4" tall. Mm-hmm. She weighs about 125 pounds. Uh-huh. She has black hair and brown eyes.
Yep.
She has a tattoo of a heart on her right hand and a tattoo that says, quote, Lucky Libra on her back.
Mm-hmm.
Kiara would be have given birth by the time of this. And anyone with information on Kiara's whereabouts is asked to call the Chicago Police Department's Area South Special Victims Unit at 312-747-8274. That's 312-747-8274. Or you can also contact the U.S. Postal Inspection Service at 877-876-2455.
Hell, you can even hit us up.
Hit us
mrg.podcast1@gmail.com. That's mrg.podcast1@gmail.com.
That's right. And let us know, man. We have a girl out here, a young lady.
A woman. A respectable woman.
That's right.
A hardworking woman.
That's right.
She wasn't a loser. Her mother already said it was a planned pregnancy. She got her car. She got her an apartment. Then she got pregnant with her boyfriend of 6 years who was a jackass.
That's right.
Okay? Yep. It happens all the time. We're going to find Kiara and her murderer or whatever happened to her. We're going to get to the bottom of this. I hope she's alive. I don't want to say murderer. I hope she's alive. But her boyfriend, yeah, we're going to see about you, bruh. Anybody, her close friend, we need to see about you. Where's Kiara? Why is she missing?
And we're going to keep you guys abreast of this story because we want to know. We're very frustrated, as you can see. As DJ and I talk through this, we're very frustrated. We want to know what happened to this young woman and her child. Whatever happened, she didn't deserve it, right, DJ? I mean, whatever happened to her, she didn't deserve it. This woman was in the prime of her life, and it was, to me, it was abruptly taken. And in whatever fashion you want to look at it, whether she's alive or not, it was still abruptly taken from her because if she's alive, she still has to deal with it. If she's dead, her family has to deal with it. So either way, she's screwed. And so we want to know, you know, let us know, you guys.
We have to. Let's hear a little bit more from the father before we head out.
Definitely want to keep the awareness up. You definitely want to keep the information out there. Absolutely. That you guys are still searching for Kiara. I wanted to ask you, I know the post office had some involvement as well as the police department. Like, how have they been as far as supporting you and the family? The post office specifically.
Bam, right away. Mac, good looking for them flies. Have my 1,000 ready. 5 at that. We got a good understanding. They've been there. They came out to support me. They walked the blocks with me. They look at garbage cans with me. They look at the alley with me. I have no gripe with no one. Only thing I'm asking is to find the boss. Miss Kiara Coles.
Yeah.
Has it been a little...
The post office is with her. We with her. The Lord is with you. We all with you. Let's find Kiara Coles, y'all.
Let's find Kiara, y'all. And if we have any additional information, we'll be sure to let you know. But until next time, peace. Hey, everyone. It's Lady A.
And DJ. Hey, listen. If you want more amazing episodes of Money, Romance, and Greed,
make sure you subscribe and rate us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcast fix. And we want to hear from you.
For inquiries, show ideas, or general comments, hit us up at mrg.podcast1@gmail.com. That's mrg.podcast1@gmail.com.